Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, September 15th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Before we get started, a couple quick announcements. Tomorrow we're going to have a taped interview with Sam and Trish Britton from the Information Corner. I'm not exactly sure when it's going to ultimately air, but we'll let everyone know. Then tomorrow night, Friday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, we start the first of our weekly one-hour installments on Alex Merklinger's Mysteries of the Mind.
You can check Sam and Trish Britton's broadcast schedule at theinformationcorner.com.
Right. And it's been now almost 2 years since we've hosted our own radio show, so it'll be good to get back on there, have some time to talk a little more than we do here on Wing TV.
And we definitely thank Alex Merklinger for the opportunity.
Exactly. Now, before we bring our guest on today, we just want to read something to you that shows you what we're up against here at Wing TV. This is indicative of some of the email that we get. This is from someone named Clive Jones. We're going to read the name. And he says, "You sad, lonely effers." Of course, he didn't write effers. He spelled the word out in capital letters. "You sad, lonely effers. I hope you suffer a gruesome death at the hands of terrorists, preferably on television screens across the globe so that we can all watch." Real nice, huh? That's what we're up against. So.
And they think the Hurricane Katrina victims have mental health issues.
Exactly. Now, our guest today is Mr. Vinny Sammartino. He's one of the best researchers in the country. He has this analytical mind where he just won't take something on theory or whatever. He really has to investigate it. He also was there at Ground Zero last Sunday on the afternoon of September 11th, and we couldn't have been happier to see him.
It was great to see him and his wife, Diane.
Right. And he also wrote an article a few months ago called The 9/11 Passenger List Oddity. If you go into the Wing TV archives, it's one of the most unique takes on 9/11 that's been written so far. And other people out there have tried to copy now Vinny's research, not with very little success. They can't quite seem to get it down like he does. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Vinny Sammartino to Wing TV.
Hey, Vinny.
How's it going, guys?
Really good. Well, hey.
You guys are great.
Well, thank you very much. Like we said, it was great to see you up there in New York City. And let's start off today is you're telling Lisa that after we left Ground Zero last Sunday afternoon, a policeman went by and gave you the thumbs up. Also, when we talked to Paul Isaac, who said that the firemen all knew it was an inside job. We even got a phone call last night from a retired fireman that said that all the policemen and firemen know that it's an inside job. So, in your opinion, describe how significant you think this was last Sunday, especially with this big control demolition banner now right at Ground Zero.
Well, it was really big. I mean, there's nothing like this that happened in any of these truth movements. We couldn't expect it any more than what we got that day. But there was definitely a feeling that people were on our side.
Uh-huh. Oh, I agree.
When I first got there, you know, my heart was beating a mile a minute. Because, you know, this
ours
is something that nobody's ever done.
I know.
And then suddenly, you know, you got a feeling because people were coming up and people were taking the flyers that we were handing out. They wanted to know more. There was some husbands and wives because most of the people that went there went as a couple, mm-hmm. you know, to give their respects. And they, you know, I heard people saying, well, that's what I was talking about. You know, this is, remember when I was telling you about 9/11?
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know a lot of things. We're not all on the same page. But people are learning more and more.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. And one of the cops did give me a thumbs up. You know, as we were leaving, it was pretty interesting to see him do that.
Yeah. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Vinny, that word respect keeps coming up a lot, and we're seeing a lot of some of the 9/11 researchers really bear a lot of resentment toward us and are trying to minimize what happened there at Ground Zero. They're saying that this has all happened there before, and the New Yorkers are always receptive. And do you think we were showing a lack of empathy for the grieving families at Ground Zero?
I personally think that's the best thing that could have been done.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people, including people that suffered losses that day, that are looking for the truth. And they're not getting it from, you know, the media. They're not getting it from the government.
Yeah. Now, I want to touch upon what we've talked about so far and take it a little further, that a lot of people are telling us that this was a major step forward. And I don't want to over-exaggerate things, but I think it was historic to finally get that 14-foot controlled demolition banner right at ground zero, instead of whispering about it, put it right out there. But also, and then there was the article in the Village Voice that had the banner in there. But then Lisa touched upon it. There seems to be some groups and individuals like 911truth.org and Fenton Dunn who are exhibiting such resentment and jealousy.
Not just them.
Not just them. And an outright anger when what we did here was we had a major step forward. What do you attribute that to?
Jealousy. It seems to be the best thing. They're just jealous that they don't have what it takes to do something like this.
Yeah.
I talked to a few people that were in the truth movement, and they seemed to be supporting what we were doing there.
Yeah, the ones at Ground Zero were, of course.
And you know what was interesting too, Vinny, you were saying that the media that was there that was trying to cover the 911truth.org event didn't even know where it was, and they wouldn't have known if we didn't direct them there. I had forgotten about that.
That's an absolute fact. In fact, I sent some of them there.
Huh.
I told them that's where you want to go. You want to go to the UN, and they had no idea. They didn't know about it.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be such an organized rally that there were going to be tens of thousands of people, and very few, if anybody, knew about it. There was more energy and more activity at Ground Zero by far than up there at that empty lot by the UN.
They say we didn't try to contact them to organize some kind of effort on 9/11.
Oh, that's absolutely untrue. Now, Vinny, I want to talk about some of these other things that you write about, and you have such a unique take on 9/11. First of all, you described the shooting down of Flight 93 as actually a red herring, which supports the government's story of Arab hijackers. Touch upon that a little bit.
Well, it's pretty obvious if you really look at the physical facts. You have to rely on that. That's the only thing we have.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of Flight 93, we have no evidence whatsoever that a plane crashed there. And you have to look at some of the key things that are said. You hear people saying that the ground literally liquefied and swallowed up a plane.
Mm-hmm.
You hear such nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that this is being put forth because the government realizes that most people don't understand it. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
You have to set that aside and say, I don't see anything there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there.
Plus, if you go on the internet, there's various sites that show airplane wreckage when it lands or when it crashes out in a field, and every single one of them has debris and skid mark everywhere. Yet on Flight 93, we find nothing. And I want to follow up on another point you make, that when Donald Rumsfeld a few months ago came out and had this slip where he said that...
The faux pas.
Yeah, the faux pas where he said Flight 93 was shot down. You say that this was a planned slip, don't you?
Yes, I do, because if in fact they had any proof, they would have showed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that he said what he said was his way of saying, hey, hello, people. There actually were Arabs on planes, and these planes actually existed because we shot them, shot this plane down. And that's the story. That's the spin they would like you to believe is true. When you look at the physical facts and you visit this place called Shanksville,
uh-huh.
or you go to the Pentagon and look at the evidence there, you see no evidence that suggests that planes actually, in fact, crashed there.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, I've been dying to get you on the show for a long time to ask you about the Bin Laden videos. I know that you are very interested, and it's not a very talked-about subject. But talk about the remarkable ability of Osama Bin Laden to change his facial features.
Yeah, well, that's the amazing thing. All anybody has to do, and by the way, this is all verifiable.
Uh-huh.
You could go to any Internet site, and you, by the way, go to the ones, go to MSNBC and the sites of CNN, you could find videos there and compare the way that this Bin Laden character looks. And you'll see that, in fact, each time he changed the size of his nose or his complexion is really dark, you know, or it's really light another time. And the big point to remember is that this idea that these are true videos is put forth by the FBI. I mean, if I'm just, you know, Joe Nobody from anywhere, you know, just down the road here in New Jersey. And I can see there's a problem. Why is it that our military, you know, the people in our military and our, you know, our government can't tell?
Right.
These are obviously fake. They're telling us it's real.
Yeah. That's the same thing we say here at Wing TV, is if we can find all of this information with the little or no resources we have, the same as you, why can't our government, why can't our mainstream media with millions and billions at their disposal do the same thing? Now, with the Pentagon, I know you've studied this extensively also, and I want to ask you point blank, is there any, and I mean any physical evidence whatsoever showing that Flight 77 struck the Pentagon on the morning of September 11, 2001?
No, there's absolutely no evidence. As a matter of fact, the physics of a supposed crash isn't there. And you have to have that physics. And the biggest point that I can make about the Pentagon is there's no vertical stabilizer mark on the pre-collapse wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be there. In fact, what happened at the World Trade Center twice is absolute proof of what a jetliner will do, the amount of force it will give. And if you look at photos of World Trade Center, you'd see what planes did to steel box columns. We're talking about steel box columns here. We're not talking about something weak.
Right.
People think that the World Trade Center was a weak building.
No.
It wasn't.
Right.
And if you look at the Pentagon, you realize that the outer facing of the Pentagon was limestone.
Yeah.
Limestone is one of the softest
exactly.
stones there is.
Right.
You know, if you could take a hammer and break it, you know, you could just hit it with a hammer, it'll shatter. I mean, if you were to hit the steel at the World Trade Center, you're not going to break it with a hammer.
Yeah, that's a different
right.
story.
So you're going to talk about a plane with, you know, how many tons, I think 85 tons of kinetic energy crashing into the side of this wall and no marks, but, you know, the length of the wings and the vertical stabilizer. This is an insane idea. It just doesn't happen. You know, it's just not real. It can't happen.
Okay, Vinny.
If you look at the video, that they put forth is true, it shows a vapor trail of something. Well, vapor trails don't exist on the ground at sea level. You know, planes commercial planes don't do this. This happens at 20,000 feet.
Yeah.
So you could tell that's a red herring right there.
Yeah. Ellen Mariani and Phil Berg appeared on Black Op Radio. It's archived number 156 on their website. And she's made a statement that was repeated by Attorney Berg, that she said she was the only relative of all the passengers that died on Flight 175, which crashed into the South Tower. So what do you make of that? And I know that gets into greed, the victims' compensation fund,
and the passenger list. Oddities.
That was amazing. When I heard that, everything fell together that day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's at that point I realized, you know, that this was all a lie. Every aspect of 9/11 had to be a lie, because this woman basically had done the research along with her lawyer to try to contact relatives.
Uh-huh.
And she had no success in contacting any of them. And if you really think about it, as I always say, if you think about it analytically, if there's no planes to start, and I'm not saying no planes crashed into the North and South Tower, but I know for a fact none crashed at the Pentagon at Shanksville. Yeah. It only follows that people, passengers that supposedly were on the plane don't exist.
Well, let's ask this then, so everyone can understand. On the morning of 9/11, there were supposedly four jetliners that took off: Flight 77, Flight 93, Flight 11, and Flight 175. Did any of these actually take off, or is it all a ruse?
Well, it appears to be all a ruse. I mean, the work I've done on the passenger list, where there's so few people that actually were given death certificates, and so few people actually took the money. And that's one of the biggest things. If you really realize that, put all the grief aside of that day, you have to realize that we're greedy individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And that 99% of all the families that lost loved ones at the World Trade Center took the money.
Right.
You know, it only follows that the people that lost their loved ones on the planes would also do so. I'm going to bring something out to the people out there that do follow, that are in the movement. If you watch the videos that have basically been made about 9/11 that has been put forth by the government, notice that the people that give their testimony are all CIA.
That's right.
And they're all just a very few relatives of these supposed assassins.
Yeah.
You know, do the research out there, and you'll find out some more things.
It's not only CIA, but also DOD. And it's very, very suspicious when you have that many that are supposedly the eyewitnesses.
Vinny, I checked again today to see if Todd Beamer's name has been added to the SSDI, the Social Security Death Index, and it's still not there. The only Beamer that came up was Todd E. Beamer. He died June 10th, 1997, and they have proof they viewed the death certificate. So there's no Todd Beamer even. And you and I went round and round about Todd Beamer a while back.
Well, that's why it's important for the researchers out there to do it themselves before they realize that they made a big, big mistake and start adding the names. Because that's what they're going to do once they realize that they screwed up.
Yeah, and that's like so heavy when you don't when you see that all of these supposed names from the passenger lists aren't on the death index. Where are they?
And why so few actually took the money? The government says 98% took the money, yet why aren't they showing up on the list?
Yeah. Now, Vinny, you did such a bang-up job on this passenger list oddity, yet a few weeks ago there was a 9/11 conference out in Chicago, and Phil Jahan gave us a talk about this and was trying to tap into your material. Well, from our reports, I guess the crowd turned on him immediately because he didn't have his act together. Then last Friday, he was on Jack Blood's show, and they're talking about the pod. And Jack Blood says, we really don't need to prove everything on 9/11. All we need to do is just keep an open...
Phil Jahan said that.
Okay, Phil Jahan said, we really don't need to prove everything. What we just need to do is keep an open mind. What are your thoughts on that kind of attitude?
Well, every aspect, we have to continue to investigate. It just has to be done that way. If people talk, what they call people, the pod people, that believe, you know, that say there was a pod on the plane. Well, I can't prove that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a million photographs of planes as they take off and land from airports.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's come forth with a photo that could say, hey, look, there's a pod on that plane. You know, so there's a problem there. There's a question. There's a flash. You know, and it's all intriguing.
But I mean,
but
we need
get to... other sides of, you know, other videos, and I'm sure there's many people that lived in the area of the World Trade Center that took videos and stills of what happened at that.
Yeah.
If we get more information, we really can't dwell on that point itself. It's everything together. When you put all, you connect all the dots.
Yeah. But, I mean, don't we have to have an attitude where we have to prove these things? We can't just throw it out there and then just say, well, believe me because I said so.
Well, no, you just have to point it out to people. That's all you can do in this case. You know, people, you have to realize, Eric Hushman said it best. He said, most people believe in coincidence. They live their lives believing that anything's possible and anything can happen. You're not going to be able to convince those types of people. The only people you're going to get to is the people that are free thinkers.
Yeah.
People like us that actually look at something, hey, wait, there's some problem here. You know, let me look into this. Let me give this a little bit of my time. Because believe me, I didn't come to where I am by just sitting on my butt.
That's right.
It's a lot of research these inconsistencies. And then after a while, if you do this work, you realize that the only conspiracy is the one that the government gives us.
Yeah. Vinny, you saw the fireman, Paul Isaac Jr., at Ground Zero the other day. And I called up the uniformed Firefighters Association, and I asked them if he's a paid employee of the New York Fire Department. He is not, and he wasn't on 9/11. They say that if he is a fireman, he's auxiliary, and he wouldn't be on their list, which might explain why he came out with bombs in the building reports initially, because he doesn't have the benefits to lose that a paid employee would have to lose. So my question is, do you think that there's any way we can reach the firemen who apparently are afraid? According to this fireman I talked to yesterday, they're afraid to stand up to this evil because they know that the powers behind this have no regard for human life, and they don't believe the public would stand behind in support of them if they did.
Well, I think they're wrong about that. I really believe that if they all stood together as a group, that they would not, nobody would be able to stop them. They know things, I'm sure they know things that we don't know that happened that day. And they need to come forth. They need to get enough people involved. it only needs to be a small percentage of them to come forth and just start talking about this.
Yeah.
Because for anything, it's just for the amount of people that died that day. Yeah. I mean, they deserve the justice. They do. They really do.
If they all banded together, they would be an undeniable force. One last question, Vinny. If Flight 93 didn't go down in Pennsylvania, if Flight 77 didn't hit the Pentagon, tell us what happened.
Well, that was the ruse. That was what I believe is they just didn't have enough planes to pull this all off, and they wanted to make it a spectacular show. And they did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
But by going further than the World Trade Centers and having planes hit them, they opened up the Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Because they have produced no physical evidence, and that's the key. I mean, if you look, I'll give you an example. If you go to the Snopes site and you look there, because they say, oh, well, there's proof. All they do is point to witness testimony.
Right.
And the fact is that the witness testimony doesn't collaborate what we have physically.
With the physical evidence.
Our evidence, though. Another thing is, people should take the time to actually email these places like Snopes and find out where they got the information from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I did.
Yeah.
And they said it came from the government. They
wow.
said they actually
called
the government and asked them for the information. Yeah. And, of course, the government gave them the information.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say that Snopes is a government site anyways, because all the mainstream radio talk show hosts constantly refer back to Snopes, so it's just too convenient. But Vinny, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to see you up there in
New York.
Vinny,
we love you guys.
It was great. Thanks a lot, guys.
We're going to have you on again, and we can't wait to see your next article, so just keep up the great work. We'll be
Take
back.
Care.
And
Take
you
care.
Too. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
You bet.